Well, we continue our Thanksgiving look back now with Hamilton Wenham High School football coach Jim Pugh. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Great to hear from you, Rick. It's been a long time.
It has. And it's been a crazy ride. When we last spoke in spring, it was pretty depressing. I'm not sure it's any less now. But we seem to have made some strides forward. And with that in mind, before we talk about Thanksgiving, can you tell me a little bit, Coach, about how Fall 1 went with you guys?
Sure. We thought it went very well. I think the Cape Ann League athletic directors, by the way, Craig Genualdo was the athletic director of the year in our section here. Congratulations to Craig. But the ADs had given us like 5 weeks or 10 practices and no equipment. So we went out there. We had some good practices where the kids were just no pads, no helmets, just going through kind of like, I used to run a summer program where we'd hire college coaches to come in and install some of our passing game and work with some of the linemen just on technique. So that's what it was. It was really technique-driven. It wasn't conditioning as much as during the summer. We were allowed to have conditioning practices. So it went well. And, we're getting some kids from other sports, which is always never hurts to get some other athletes. So some of the kids that have played soccer, golf, cross-country, they're able to play four sports. They can – four seasons, hopefully. Mm-hmm. So, it was a good workout, and we got a lot accomplished. We saw that there's going to be some good competition at our skill positions. Mm-hmm. We're still recruiting and trying to get some more offensive linemen. We have a couple of returning starters. So it was a good fall for what we were allowed to have.
Coach, it was also a good fall for Hamilton Wenham, other fall sports. I know the girls did great and it was, very successful. But I've been asking the coaches, what's the attitude of the kids? Kind of across the board, it seems like, they've been pretty resilient and sort of happy to be, I don't know if happy is the right word, but how about with your kids? What's the temperament been like?
Yeah, I think what you just started to say, Rick, that's exactly how our kids were handling it. It's, is it good? No. Do they want to be playing football? Yes. But are they making the best of the situation? Yes. And so, we're proud that the kids, they not only were having off practices, but they were doing some things, on their own, kind of like, just going down to the park and throwing the football around. And so, overall, they were very resilient and, it was nice to see, and they stayed positive. And, we're really proud of, what they've done. And, it's been an interesting fall.
Yes, it has. I got to ask you about the adults' attitudes, Coach. Tell me a little bit about the assistants who may have been helping out and maybe parents or other educators or other coaches that you've come across. How's their attitude been?
The senior parents obviously are incredibly disappointed. I mean, and it does. It's horrible for the in your senior year to be missing Thanksgiving game. There's nothing like it in high school sports. And, nothing comparable, I should say. And so that was tough for the senior parents. But for the coaching staff and the parents in general, I think that we've kept a good positive attitude. The coaches, volunteering their time, which they do all the time. I mean, football is not a season. It's a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the coaches, we're working with the kids, whether it's conditioning, or, the season. But we're in the weight room with them. We're, you know, out running. So the, so our coaches have been involved. Fortunately for us, Dan Lawrence is teaching at the school. He did his student teaching there. He's been coaching with us the last couple of years. So he was able to, you know, be at the workouts and working with our quarterback. So they had a, it was some good competition, but they had some great coaching. Dan was able to work with them, you know, for an hour and a half, just going over, you know, they're taking four quarterbacks and working with them. So he did a great job. Coach Melanson, Coach Coffey, Coach Greeley, Coach Estolillo, they, you know, they all were around, and whenever they could be there, they were there. So it was a good fall. And, you know, tomorrow we're going to get them up early and meet down at the school and out on the football field and, you know, just to have our seniors. That, you know, one of the great traditions of, I think, most high schools around here is that last Wednesday before Thanksgiving, or it could be Thanksgiving morning, you know, the seniors are talking about what, you know, what this has all meant to them. And so we're going to try, we're going to have that tomorrow. We'll see, you know, how many kids are able to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not too many, you know, a lot of families are not going away.
Well, that sounds like a great idea, Coach. And with, having said that, and you said, you know, there's nothing comparable to a Thanksgiving Day football game, I want you to dig deep now. I want you to go back and get the files out on the desktop. And what were your first impressions of high school Thanksgiving football here in Massachusetts? Because I know that not every state does it.
No, I grew up in high school football. Our season ended the second week in November. Actually, I played basketball too, and our basketball season started November 1st. It was the Catholic School League in New York City, but so when I went to basketball, you know, I was 2 weeks behind. There was no Thanksgiving game. I think there was, you know, Mount Vernon or New Rochelle. There were maybe four games in the state, but there weren't any on Long Island that I remember. So when I came up here, I really started coaching in my 30s in high school at Masco. And boy, it's quite an experience. I mean, there is, you know, as Jerry Callahan writes in that article, and I saw it today, Steve Buckley had put on Rocky Nelson's Thanksgiving Day game, his last speech. It's an emotional time for the kids, for the parents, and for the coaches. So it's been a great experience. You know, I just really enjoy it. I coached a lot of the Bunker family, and the two dads, Steve and Dave, and I have been coaching together for a long time, but I think they're getting together, you know, to get together Thanksgiving morning. And it's been the first time in a long while that, you know, there's no high school football. So, it's a great experience. If you haven't experienced it before, if you didn't play in that game, you might not understand, but it really is something special and unique to our area.
Well, Coach Fassett quoted you. He said one of the very first things he learned was that the turkey tastes a lot better when you win than it does when you lose. And so you haven't had too many of those bad turkey day tasting days, Coach.
Oh, yeah, I have.
No, you have. You've had too many, right?
Okay. Well, when I took over, it was when I was the first head coach at Masco, we went a number of years before, mm-hmm. before we beat North Andover. And I can tell you, that was not fun. You know, each Wednesday, Thanksgiving Eve, you know, getting together with the team and the kids talking about, you know, ending the curse. But it did taste a lot better when we finally beat them and actually ended up, you know, having a good run against North Andover. Right now, with you know, looking at the tradition with Hamilton, Wenham, and Ipswich, it's a pretty even matchup over the years. I think initially it was all Ipswich, but you know, this would be my fifth year, and we won two, they won two. It's a nice rivalry. I respect you know, Ipswich tradition, and they have a great young coach in Coach Fassett, and so it's been very competitive and great games, and you know, we're going to miss it.
There are so many memories associated with Thanksgiving Day football, high school football here, Coach. And going forward now, and I hate to use that expression, but looking into that crystal ball, we're all hoping for fall two. And Thanksgiving generally is a springboard to the following season, you know, 9-10 months later. It isn't this time. It's just a pause. So what's the plan at Hamilton Wenham, Coach, between now and then with football, between now and fall two?
I'm friends with Coach DeMarino, the basketball coach, and I know the hockey coaches. So I mean, the kids, you know, it's that time where they're getting ready for their winter season, and I just, you know, I hope they run, and I hope, you know, our kids compete. And as Coach Coolis, who we've been together for 20 years or more, says to the kids all the time, get out there and compete, play other sports. And that's the thing in football, is we're always, you know, encouraging those kids to play. So we're hoping that they have their hockey and basketball season. Doesn't look like wrestling. We have a couple of wrestlers on our team.
Mm-hmm.
But Then it's, we're back at it. And kids that aren't playing, you know, we have some kids from other sports, and, you know, they're soccer players, and they're working on their kicking game, and see if we can, you know, that can't hurt to have someone from the soccer team, kicking for us. I mean, that would always be a good thing. So mm-hmm. We'll be preparing, but also supporting, the winter sports teams.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, you know, Coach, finally, I think any final thoughts here on Thanksgiving? Because, you know, it seems to me, and I've said this before, we're this close to getting out of this thing, but we can't let our guard down now. And I know most of the schools in the area did very, very well with fall sports, so it's sort of like we have to remain diligent, I guess. What are your thoughts, Coach, on this Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah, I think we have to, you know, I know at school, you know, and I'm, you know, back teaching again this year out of retirement, and, you know, the kids and the teachers are, you know, the kids are working hard, and it's a horrible situation, you know, to be in, but the kids are making the best of it. The teachers are working, they're putting in a lot of hours working hard, getting things ready for both, you know, teaching like really two different classes in each subject area. You know, that you have some kids for 2 days and then another set of kids on the, you know, Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, but people are keeping a positive attitude and, you know, hoping for the best. I think we're, you know, all we can do at this point, but the parents are supporting, the school is supporting, and we'll get through it.
Coach, when next we talk, we're going to talk individual kids and positions and schedules and stuff like that, and hopefully that'll just be in a few weeks from now.
That sounds good.
All right, happy Thanksgiving, Jim. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning, and be safe.
Okay, you too.
Take care, Coach. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is Jim Pugh, who is the head coach at Hamilton Wenham High School. This is MSO News Sports.